We have two readings this morning. The first one from the book of Zechariah in the Old Testament. It's subtitled, Justice and Mercy, Not Fasting. The Lord of Heavenly Forces proclaims, make just and faithful decisions. Show kindness and compassion to each other. Don't oppress the widow, the orphan, the stranger, and the poor. Don't plan evil against each other. And from the New Testament, the Gospel of Luke, beginning at chapter 4, verses 18 and 19, and then concluding with verse 43. Hear the words of our Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. God has sent me to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to liberate the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. But he said to them, I must preach the good news of God's kingdom to other cities too, for this is why I was sent. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
So it matters, doesn't it? It matters. It matters what we do. And it doesn't just matter for ourselves. It matters for others, too. I think the easiest way to think about that is the way I showed the kids, that one drop may dissipate, but if we all drop a little or a lot, we're risking pollution for all. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, we pray. Amen. We've been using the movie Moana to consider the theme for ourselves, finding our way as Christians and creation, seeing God in creation, finding our purpose. What is your why? And this week, remembering that we are all connected in creation and connected in Christ. The health of Moana's island depends on the health of the Taifiti. Did I say it right? Okay. Say it again. Taifiti. See? The goddess that can create life. And it takes Moana to restore the heart, which brings Taifiti in sync again, restoring peace and her life-giving form. When one part of our system is broken, the whole system is at risk. Moana speaks of her call, and she says, and the call isn't out there, it's inside me. It's like the tide, always falling and rising. I will carry you here in my heart. You remind me that come what may, I know the way. I am Moana. At our Bible arts camp this summer, we invited our kids to think about how we are created by God, created free to be what God created us to be. Our hope was that the message of individuality, of varying abilities, and of pure beauty might be remembered by each child that participated. We wanted our kiddos to know that God made them and that each of them is different and that that is okay, that that is more than okay. That is good. That it is good. Now, we know that sometimes our differences divide us, especially when our differences stand out. We can be called out on what separates us. We can be made to wonder if who we are or what we are doing is really in line with what God has made us to be or what God desires for our lives. That can feel lonely, like an island. it can be difficult in the moment to remember that God created us to be caring people. And that being a caring person means that we care for others by working for justice. That we might have to leave our islands to do the work that we are called to do. Oh, but that can bring all sorts of feelings. Yeah. Many of you do work for creation in your daily lives. Here's what you've shared with me. You've switched your shampoo and conditioner to bar shampoo and conditioner instead of plastic containers. You recycle paper, plastic, and aluminum. You donate unneeded items. You buy less, and you say no to your wants if it isn't a need. Ooh, that's a hard one. Some of you compost, use rain barrels, and plant native flowers. All of that to help care for the created life of this planet. And most of us recognize that there is still far more to do in that department, but we're trying. We might be people who are focusing on social justice, housing and food for all, healthcare that is affordable, human rights, a voice and a vote for all, childcare, work, and safe conditions, clean water to drink. We look at this big world and we see that there's so much to be done, and sometimes that causes us to stop and think, it's too much. It's just too much. We might even start playing that blame game and blaming especially the prior generation on how they behaved, or even our younger selves for being selfish or unwise or wasteful. But that's not what we need to get work done. As Moana says, we each have a role on this island, in this world, and we know the way. We know the way. We follow the teachings of Jesus and follow the sacred scriptures. In the Old Testament, the prophet Hosea said long, long ago that people did not care for God's creation. Here's what it says. Hear the Lord's word, people of Israel, for the Lord has a dispute with the inhabitants of the land. There's no faithful love or loyalty and no knowledge of God in the land. Therefore, the earth itself becomes sick, and all who live on it grow weak. Together with the wild animals and the birds in the sky, even the fish of the sea are dying. Ancient words, but still true today. So what do we do about it? What do we do about it? First, we learn. Then we do better ourselves. Then we share what we have learned with others. And like in the text that Abigail read today, Jesus said to the Christ followers, go into the whole world and proclaim the good news to every creature. Okay, I'm not usually one to talk to animals. I thought that reading was a little different. I mean, I guess sometimes I talk to animals. Like when worms are in the wrong place, I ask them, where would you like to be? I'm sure it's not the blacktop. And at our house, we have had plenty of debates lately about how much an animal can comprehend. And are humans really the smartest animals on the planet? But those things aside, we are to do what we are called to do. To preach the good news and to live the good news. And to do all of that in connection with and in partnership with others that are in Christ. Because we are all connected. Every time I hear that line, we are all connected, I think of that song from Pocahontas. Do you know the colors of the wind? Yeah? We are all connected to each other. In a circle, in a hoop that never ends. Yeah. I believe that. I believe that when you hurt, I hurt. And when you have joy, I have joy. And when you do better, I'll do better. And when I do better, maybe you'll do better. I believe that we are all connected to each other. And that our actions and our inactions affect others. But so what? So what, right? You're supposed to leave here with the so what. What should I do with this? Well, the scriptures, the movie, they remind me that sometimes our work, our health depends on others, and sometimes others are depending on me. So I need to stay grounded in the Word of God, in the teachings of God, in the connection of living with others. I need to care for my world, and that begins at home, and it goes as far as I can see. And I might be called away at times from the familiar for a bit. And I might have to use my gifts for work that I didn't expect or places that I wasn't quite sure of. But in the end, all that we do is in collaboration, in cooperation with the divine. And when it isn't, it's time for us to take a pause and to reconsider. Because we all have a responsibility to shape the hearts and the minds of those around us, to foster growth of their gifts. Our future depends on it. We need to make space for our kiddos' learning, for each other's learning, so that our minds have the foundations that we need so that we can do more, so that we can get on to the next steps in our earthly journey. And what that means is that we're called outside of our own islands, our own villages, our own states or countries to work for God's justice now, to proclaim the good news and to do it with more than words. The good news has to look like releasing the captives, healing the sick, and liberating the oppressed. And all of God's people are called to that work. We must follow those who are leading to life, intentionally connecting to life-giving work that might be outside of our comfort zone, yours or mine. But we have to leave our pews or our chairs, our metaphorical islands, or the problems that inhabitants caused of this earth. We have to do it or we're going to continue to leave this earth ill. Dear friends, let's not miss the holy work for which Christ Jesus has called the church and Christ followers to do. I pray that you know the way. I pray that I know the way. And that way is forward. In healing the earth, in caring for creation, and in being God's people. Sharing the message of God's love with all whom we encounter. With God's help, may it be so. Amen.